Hello out there, welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. If you follow social media and you're interested in issues that affect active military, veterans and their families, you may already be familiar with today's guest. After over a decade in the Army, Johnny Vargas started posting short videos about military life for fun. Turns out a lot of people liked him and his popularity took off. He's now reaching millions every month on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and he's found his next mission. He's a content creator and is using his platform to elevate the voices of service members, fellow veterans, and their families. You'll meet him next here on Your Next Mission video podcast.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsor, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. They say it every week. We love them too. Today, we're going to talk to an individual who's a whole lot more popular on social media than I am. I'm a little bothered by that, but I'm excited to introduce content creator, veteran, advocate, and founder of the growing media empire, Viva La Vargas. Hope I said it right. And a U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Vargas. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, you said it correctly. Some people, you know, they always say, hey, Viva Las Vegas. See, now I can't even say it. Viva Las Vegas. Got me all jumbled up. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. And you know, we met a long time ago. Yeah. I was singing in front of you in a competition on Fort Sam Houston. I didn't win. Yeah. But it's okay.
Well, I remember you distinctly. You did a great job. You was really wonderful, and I appreciate that. Again, thanks for coming on the show, and we certainly look forward to talking to you today. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Hopefully, you get a lot of questions in there. Before we get started, how about telling the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Sure, yeah. Been in the military coming up on 13 years. On New Year's Day, this coming year will be 13 years. Yes, I shipped to Fort Benning, Georgia on New Year's Day. It was not the best of days, but 13 years, a father of four, a husband, and student in the military. I do pretty much too much, and I try to manage it all. But now the social media thing, I mean, this content creation, it kind of just happened upon me. It wasn't something that I planned.
What was your audience growth at the, slow build after your first real video, or did it just really just take off immediately?
You know, it ebbs and flows for sure. Even now to this day, there wasn't that one video. I mean, those videos that you might've seen, they've helped, they've helped grow the audience. Sometimes it's the comedy that helps. Sometimes it's the emotional storytelling that helps grow the audience. And sometimes it's just the news. I inform people, I inform soldiers on benefits for service members, benefits for families, and then veterans as well for them and their families. So, I've seen it go up and down, and there's no real formula to it. It's just a constant, just a nagging, like, hey, don't stop till it works type of thing.
Yeah. One thing about benefits and all the rest of the stuff, that stuff changes so fast. And you always really got to be careful. I know you check that out by the regulation, all that stuff too. But that's sort of scary sometimes because it does change quickly. And then there's so many benefits out there we have no earthly idea about. That always used to bother me when I was on active duty. One of the issues that I used to tell everybody, I wish we'd put benefits and entitlements into our educational system for the military to start teaching us about what I'm entitled to have before I ever get out of the military. You know,
100%.
One of the things I really could not bother about, but like to ask you, you were still a soldier while you were posting. Did the Army have anything to say about what you were doing? I mean, when I was on active duty, there's always concerned about stuff like, did the Army say anything to you?
Yeah, of course. You know, I knew initially going in, it was going to be, there's some sort of risk. There was always a level of risk. And to be honest with you, I had to learn a couple lessons the hard way. And, you know, it was tough. It was tough trying to navigate through that. But in the long run, they've grown to know my intentions. And, you know, my intentions aren't malicious. They're not, it's not to, man, the Army stinks. This is, you know, blah, 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 all that stuff. My intentions are just to inform people, make them laugh occasionally and kind of tell emotional stories to get more connected through the audience and kind of pass along information. You know, I try to educate as many veterans and service members and their families as possible. And it really helps to have buy-in from yourself and, you know, Tony Grinston and Dan Daly and, you know, current Sergeant Major of the Army, Mike Weimer, Pete Hegseth, and Dan Driscoll and others. So that definitely helps. I think it's because I always try to have a high level of transparency and honesty when doing this content.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I learned a long time ago in the military is, especially as a senior NCO, you think people are listening to you, but they're listening to a staff sergeant, sergeant first class, E4, E5, you know what I'm talking about? So you got to figure out what's going on. So it's all about, you know, I think it's a good idea. Again, one of the things I always try to do is walk around, talk to younger soldiers, see what's going on. Because what I think reality is and what they think reality is certainly a lot different, that's for sure. Hey,
yes.
Are you in the process of transitioning out of the Army? I know you're going through a medical board or something like that. But the question there is, what are you doing in that process to get out of the service? Are you sort of getting yourself ready, I guess?
Yeah, so, you know, my body kind of started giving up a while ago, and I was fighting it for forever. And, you know, I had my first back surgery in 2014 and my last back surgery in 2024. And I'm facing, you know, some shoulder surgeries, neck surgeries, all these other things. And for the longest time, I was like, you know what, just fight through it. And Charlie, Mike, just continue mission and just pretend like it's not there. But it really, truly is kind of breaking me down. So I made the decision kind of about a year ago in my head, like, okay, this uniform's going to come off soon. So what the heck are we going to do? And that's why I started leaning into college. And then I started leaning into social media once it started to pick up. And I was like, oh, it just kind of fell in my lap. I didn't know that this was going to be like the next mission.
Yeah. You know, first of all, let me say you're real smart because you said you was a scout, 19 Delta. I was a tanker. And I remember sliding off those tanks and doing all that stuff. And simply by the grace of God, I never really hurt myself real bad, but I did have problems with my back and knees and stuff. But I'm of the mind now, if it starts hurting, stop doing it. And if you really got beat up real bad, sometimes it's best to move on and do something else while you still have your health and stuff. And I think you just really just answered this question. When did you realize the content creator could be your next mission? I guess once a video went out and you start doing all this stuff, say, hey, maybe I got a job here. Maybe I can do something else.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely turned into a business at some point. And like I said, I never planned on that. It was just a hobby. It was something that to put my mind elsewhere. And it was, you know, truly helping other service members. And then the different platforms started monetizing me. And then, you know, I started getting opportunities with nonprofits like Army Emergency Relief and AUSA, the Association of the United States Army. And then other companies and nonprofits started asking me for help, like, hey, how do we reach people? And our missions co-aligned, you know, with a lot of these nonprofits. Somebody close to me in the space said, Johnny, you have to, once you realize that you're a brand and online, you're not Johnny, you're Viva La Vargas or whatever stage name it is. Once you see yourself as a brand, you'll start making brand and business decisions. So there was a real mental shift of, okay, this is fun, this is great, but also it's a career now.
So. Yeah. But we're going to take a break here in a minute, but you're a real people person, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's, you can tell just by talking. You like talking to people and engaging people. I'm the same way. I like to engage. I like to listen to people and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
But this is probably the perfect job for you.
Yeah, it truly is. And, when you meet me, you know, I mean, we've met already a couple of times, but when others meet me, I'm exactly as I am online than I am as I am in person. And I made sure that that was forefront in my intentions, because I didn't want to have to like put on a show every time somebody came up to me. You know, what you see online is what you get, and that's really me. So
yeah. Well, one thing, again, I keep talking, we take a break. Well, I grew up as a poor kid. I never had any money, never had anything in life, and I was just blessed to go into the military. And the military, quite frankly, changed my life. It really helped me out. But I always told people, I'm still that person living in that room, and I'll never change. And I always look at people the same way. There's a lot, and I always say this too, a lot of people as good as I am, but there's nobody better. And I'm not going to talk down to anybody. I'm going to treat people with dignity and respect. And again, I say that to you because that's the way you come across to me, as a very open and nice person. So, hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the doors your success has opened. And you talked about them just a second ago. So I know you're not going to go anywhere now. So stay right there. We'll be right back. Okay. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Army. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below, and don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with content creator and veteran Johnny Vargas, known to TikTok, Instagram fans as Viva Las Vargas. I hope I said that right. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let all of you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you have any plans for, or you want to get rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/ and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. I feel uncomfortable calling you Johnny. I say Johnny Sergeant First Class, but, you know. Okay, here we go. How many online followers do you have? A lot more than me, but go ahead.
I think across all the platforms, it's about 300,000 or somewhere in that neck of the woods. I've been doing it full time for probably about a year and a half. So I went from zero to that in about a year and a half or so. And it was hard. It was tough.
Do you connect with just veterans or everybody?
I kind of try to hone in on, you know, so somebody told me in the past, make the content for the audience that you want, not the audience that you have. So,
yeah.
And to break that down even more, it's just, you know, do what's passionate for you and speak to who you want to speak to. And eventually the other people will kind of weed themselves out. And, you know, if they stay, then awesome. If they don't, you know, they'll find another home somewhere. But yeah, I try to focus on service members, obviously, because I'm active. And I really try to hone in and focus on families with an uppercase F, because I feel like families need to be elevated, and they're kind of thrown to the wayside from time to time. And they, you know, I want to make sure that they get the the benefits and care and kind of attention they deserve, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, families, I tell everybody I stayed in the Army a long time, and I probably abused my family a great deal. And and I really did, I mean, because I was always gone, always deployed.
Yeah.
In fact, the last 3.5 years of my life, I traveled 800,000 miles.
Wow.
And I, you said you had 4 children, I think, yeah. So yes. My kids went from 3 to 23, just like that. And to this day, I still feel bad about the fact that I never spent much time to them. So I do all I can for my grandchildren and stuff like that. I agree 100%. Families are so important. The other thing you said was really pretty interesting. What we try to do is, of course, we hone in on our veterans, but we also try to educate the country about what the veterans do. You know, what our veterans do for all of us. And not too many people know much about their veterans. And so we really try to get out there and tell our story. And just like you, you're telling your story and a lot of people are picking up. Has success opened doors for you? I'm sure it has. A lot of places you never thought you'd go. And you said that a little while ago, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely has. And again, I'm just extremely blessed and fortunate to be in this position. It definitely doesn't feel deserved, but I think that's why I just appreciate it so much, because I feel like, you know, this should go to someone else, but it's here in my lap and it affects my family in a positive way. So I'm going to try to respect it and treat it as best as I can. But mainly I would say nonprofits. But before the nonprofits, the first company to reach out to me was TikTok out of all the people. And they have a veteran program called the Veteran Voices. And last year, they gave $10 million to 8 different veteran-ran nonprofits, like veterans.
Wow.
Yeah, the Student Veterans of America,
yeah.
Team Rubicon, and AWP, America's Warrior Partnership, and a few others. So not only that, they decided to give content creators, veteran and military content creators, to these nonprofits as a, like, hey, you know, lean on them. They'll show you how to do content, and they can lean on you for, you know, some, we can help each other type of thing. So that was probably one of the biggest doors that opened, was through TikTok. And who knew that they were giving tens of millions of dollars to the military and veteran community every year?
Yeah, well, dude, I'll raise my hand. If they need to give me more, well, I'll take it.
I'll call them after that. I'll call them.
I need your help. I need you. Hey, the other thing, I just got to say this too. Good things happen to good people. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you're straightforward, treat people correctly, treat them with trust and respect and all that stuff, things will fall in your lap there, and that's the way it should be. Are you doing some work with the VA now? Are you doing anything with the VA?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, I work with a lot of nonprofits, Student Veterans of America, Army Emergency Relief, AUSA, a ton of them, Team Rubicon. And another group I work with, not for, but I am good friends with the current Secretary of Veterans Affairs, mm-hmm. Doug Collins, mm-hmm. and his staff. Mm-hmm. And one thing that they want to focus on is, how do we reach all veterans? Not just the people that need the most help, but all of them. Let's reach all of them. And specifically, how do we get younger veterans to file claims? How do we get them to join different veteran organizations? How do we reach those people? And it truly is through social media. So they're kind of leaning into some of us they've asked us, hey, how do we reach people? And I say, you pull out your phone and you speak passionately about something that's current and that needs to be said. And then, you know, you post it. So that's kind of what I'm helping them with. And they've been incredible to work with.
Yeah. One of the things I've did a few things with the VA for years. I used to sit on a few panels and stuff on the VA, a few boards. But one of the things the VA does not do, though, is they don't market the VA. They don't they don't tell anybody what they do and the good stories about the VA. So every once in a while, I got some friends that work up there. I'll call them and say, I went to a VA hospital and they did some really neat things and it took care of me, whatever it is. But they just don't tell people exactly what they're doing. The other thing I'll tell you is that there's a lot of people that just don't get on social media. So how do you reach out to those guys and gals? How do you get those? That's a little bit tougher. And some people, I got to say one more thing, is some people, when they get out of the military, they push it away. And for, you know, 10, 15 years, and then they try to come back. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally respect that, because too much of anything it could be a bad thing eventually. And for me and myself, I try to just, you know, limit how much I ingest, but also kind of see how much I can pump in, how much good stuff I can pump out to help people. And, you know, it's actually on the rise. In 2023, every one in four veterans were on TikTok specifically. And in this last 12 months that they gathered data, now it's one in three. So veterans are moving towards social media. Yeah. The active duty service members spend about 20 hours a week on TikTok specifically. So social media, I tell people social media is marketing and marketing is social media. It's not going away, at least anytime soon. And it's kind of the new, it's actually pushing legacy media aside, I would say, like the, you know, big newspaper, big news outlet, because it's so immediate. If you needed an answer to something, you can just pop up in Facebook Reels and TikTok and YouTube and just get your information immediately. So I think that's what's happening right now.
I got to tell you, I watch the YouTube videos, not all the time, but I watch them. And I always like to watch the ones that people refuse to get out of their car. they go, we're gonna break your window, you know. And I thought, well, God, I'm gonna get out. So anyway, it's funny. It's funny to see things that people do that just don't make no sense to me. I've always told my kids, if you know, police officer comes to the car, roll down the window, do what he tells you, get out of the car, stay in the car, whatever he tells you to do. Hey, we need to take another break. I want to talk about plans you have to help the people, mental health area. So, I mean, there's a lot of issues in the mental health arena that really concerned me, concerned a lot of veterans. So hang in there. We'll be right back. Let's talk about mental health. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the content creator and U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Johnny Vargas, better known in his TikTok and Instagram followers as Viva La Vargas. I love saying that each time. Yeah. but remember, this is your show. I can laugh all day and do all this other stuff. It's your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, if I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-113 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. I've got it. They got this with Johnny again. I'm going to, in your prep call, you said we're in a program to become a licensed clinical health professional.
Yes.
I guess the question is why, what are your plans for that? I mean, that's really a great thing to do, but why, I guess?
Yeah, you know, online, every once in a while, I talk about mental health and my struggles, my personal struggles with some things I've dealt with as a child and as a young man and now, you know, as a father and husband. And it's something that's always been really important to me. And part of that exit strategy that I started creating kind of after COVID, you know, I was like, what am I going to do? And one of the things I'm passionate about is talking.
Yeah. I can see that. You're doing a great job. Yeah.
Thank you. If you can't tell, I like talking. And I also, you know, I have a firm and personal belief that we go through hard things in life so we can help others go through those hard things. And I've been through some tough stuff before. And if I can help just one person kind of overcome something, then so be it. So I decided to, my first sergeant at the time, now Sergeant Major Zachary Carpenter, I was like giving him shout outs, and Captain Audley Campbell, now Major Campbell, they were like, hey man, what are you doing? Like, we're in Korea. I was in Korea for about a year and they were like, go to college, like do more college. I was like, why? That's lame. And then I would see First Sergeant Carpenter in his office at like 11 at night, just typing away. And I finally just did a class, and I had already done some college. And then once I saw this path of like, oh, I can get this degree and I can go and do that. And then I eventually got my bachelor's in psychology. And then I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do with this? And I essentially wanted to become a licensed professional counselor, an LPC. So I started a master's program at Liberty University for licensed clinical counseling, basically. So there's that. And I was like, okay, well, how am I going to like incorporate this to social media? And I essentially decided that I was going to use social media to fund my life and then try to do this through a nonprofit, like the actual counseling through a nonprofit, whether that be mine or someone else's. And it's been a great way to reach people just through social media. So
yeah, you know, when you talk about mental issues and PTSD and all that, I don't know if they call it PTSD. What do they call it now? But when I was talking on the show the other day, I've said it a bunch of times on the show. When I came out of Vietnam, probably before you was born, when I came out of Vietnam for about 3 to 4 years or 2 to 3 years, I had anger issues. And I really didn't know what was going on with me. And simply by the grace of God, I was able to work through that. In fact, I've told this story too. I got so angry and I didn't realize I was like a fuse. I just blew up just in a second and ended up hitting a sergeant first class when I was a staff sergeant. And luckily I got through all of that. But I think that we ought to start talking to veterans about the effects of war way before we go to war. What could happen, not necessarily what will happen. I think that's some of the problems they have. The other thing is, what's really sad is, and the numbers have changed, and I could be off a little bit in the numbers, but last number I got was about 200,000 veterans are incarcerated in our country, federal, state, and local level. That's a shame. They don't transition well. They don't fit back into society. The other thing is 86,000 are homeless. You know, I think 40,000 or 46,000, I don't remember the number is, the VA's helping, and the rest of them are living on the street. But the real number that bothers me, and that's why I was even saying anything about this, was the more than 125,000 have taken their lives since 2001. So anything that we can do as veterans, as, you know, whatever we can do, we got to do all we can to talk to our veteran community. The other thing is, I think, is really a struggle is veterans don't tell their story. And they don't talk enough about what bothers them. And that's why I said you're real open about it. I'm pretty open about it. I know a lot of guys are, but there's a lot of people that aren't open about those things. And I think that really causes a lot of problems. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think especially, and I can only speak as a man, but I feel like men are just, they see it as a sign of weakness to ask for help. And even in the military, you know, I'm sure this probably is similar to when you were a junior service member. And when I was a junior service member, like you just had to figure it out. And, you know, hey, go do A, B, and C. Okay, cool. You know, obviously a good NCO, you know, gives you direction and purpose. But in the long run, like you just got to figure it out and make sure this task is done. So I feel like that is, it kind of limits us as far as reaching out for help. And we're like, no, I got this. I'm going to figure it out. And then it unfortunately becomes too late for some of us.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, it on a good point is male and female, everybody, they think, first of all, they're going to hold it all in. They don't want to tell anybody their issues because they think it's going to affect their promotions, their advancements, their assignments. So they're going to keep it to themselves. And they don't want, especially if you're a leader now, as a sergeant first class, you're a leader. It doesn't matter what race, sergeant fives, but if you're a leader, you don't want your squad, team, tank, platoon, or whatever to think that you got a chink in your armor. And you think they'll look at you a little bit differently, maybe.
Yeah, I like to bring this up, and I don't mean to bring the mood down or anything.
No, go ahead.
With everything I had been building and trying to manage with social media and the business and my military career, my family life and everything. Earlier this year, I actually was the closest I ever was to taking my own life. It got really, really, it was scary. And my wife noticed first and she noticed kind of a shift. And so did some of my friends. And it really, I held it all in. I didn't say anything for a while because, and I can see this now, at the time I didn't understand why, but I didn't want to be someone else's burden. And I feel like that can't speak for everyone, but I feel like a good amount of service members and veterans probably just don't want to burden other people with their problems. And then it eventually takes them down and takes them out. So, I just kind of wanted to say that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. The other thing is, I'm glad you're still here, you know. Well, but you bring up a valid point. You're afraid to ask for help. The real answer is you should ask for help. Yeah. You shouldn't be afraid to ask for help, because if you take your life, who do you affect? You affect, I can't remember the number. I think it's like 30 or 45 people, you know, your family, your wife, your relative. I mean, you affect so many people, and there's always ways to work out problems or issues. I always say nothing's that bad. Well, there's, you know, there is things that are bad, but you can work through everything. And it gets tough sometimes, but it's, I've never been to a place like that. I've been angry. I've been upset about things. I know when I went through those 2 or 3 years where I was really got angry, I do things that I'm probably not proud of, but I think I grew out of it. But the one thing I did do, and I'm probably rambling on a little bit, the one thing I did do is I started being more open. I started talking a lot more, started telling people how I felt. And in some cases, I don't know how I ever got promoted in the Army, because I was too doggone open. But I'd tell people, and every person I ever worked with, I'd always tell them, if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. And if you ask me how I feel, I'm going to tell you how I feel and what I feel about that. So I never held back on anything. And I just, that's the way I live my life. Just, if you don't want an answer, don't ask the question, you know. But I think we need to teach people like yourself, like everybody, that you're not alone. You're part of a family. Whether or not you're part of my family, I'm just not going to give you any money. but
maybe some food.
Food every once in a while. But you're together in a big family, and everybody in your family will help you. That's for doggone sure. Yeah. So, as your followers grow, what motivates you? I guess a lot of people motivate. Really, you've already said it a lot, but what do you really want to accomplish out of all this stuff that you're doing?
I want the accomplishment to be to outlast my life here on earth. And I think that starts with my children. I have 4 children, and I want them, out of anything, if they ever remembered anything about me, I want it to be that daddy did hard things. And, you know, their dad pushed the envelope and he tried new things. And when he was met with an obstacle, you know, like in the military, you see an obstacle and you can either go back this way, you can go around it, or you breach it. Yeah. And I want to breach those obstacles, because if you do the other options, the obstacle's still there and it's going to affect somebody else. So I want them to see that. So it encourages them when they want to start a business, when they want to move to another country, when they want to try this new hobby or something, that they saw me do those things and that, you know, I failed from time to time, but I still made it out okay. So I think it's that. I think it's how can I make a lasting impact that goes way beyond my life? And I think it's starting through my children.
Yeah. Well, I love what you just said. The other thing is that the only thing that stops you is you. You can do anything you want to do. Nothing holds you back. You want to be the president of the United States. You want to be a vice. You can do anything you want to do. The only thing that stops you is you. And I've always told everybody, people around. I mean, I'm certainly not the best at anything, I don't think, but I try hard. But I'm not the fastest runner, but I'm going to run as fast as I can. The other thing is, everybody fails in life. You, me, and everybody else. Nobody's successful in everything. And so if you fail, okay, so what? I'm still going to go. I'm still going to do something. And I'm just not going to quit. And, you know, I used to say this, I don't know if it's true or not, if you're second best, that means you're a loser. Well, maybe you're not a loser. Just keep pushing.
Yeah, you know, I tell people, don't stop till it works.
Don't stop until
you're successful, or you get to a point where you're comfortable. And then once you get to that point, get uncomfortable again, because, you know, staying comfortable, that's, you know, it's not good.
No, I got to tell you something real quick. We're going to ask you for a couple last questions here. But I grew up in the last 2.5 years of my life. I've told a lot of people this. I lived in a laundry room.
Oh, wow.
But I think it made me a better person, just big enough for a single bed. I used to pick my feet up, close that door, had a little cord. I'd turn off the light, little vent I looked at. I had to leg for a leg with quarters. If I had a quarter, I had to borrow a quarter, and a leg for quarters to get lunch money. So I was a poor kid. I didn't have anything. And I remember going, I was graduated. Again, I've told a lot of people the story, but I graduated. And when I was sitting on the beach, a guy asked me, he said, what are you going to do with your life? And I said, I have no idea. He said, you're going to go to college. And I said to him, I said, guys like me don't go to college. You know, low self-esteem, nothing's going right, wrong direction. Next guy said, let's join the Army. And I said, okay, why not? And so I joined the Army. But it was the best decision I ever made about joining the military. So I'm a really firm believer. I'm going to give back till the day I die. I'm going to do all I can to help people around me, people I don't even know. I'm going to give them, I'm going to do everything I can to help. Because I think those little acts of kindness with people goes a long way. And people remember that. You know, they remember the things if you take the time to talk to them. So it's, I think it's important. So, hey, this has been a great discussion. Hope I haven't talked too much. It's been a great discussion. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to share with the audience that maybe you didn't say or want to share with the audience? I mean, that was a great story about, you know, your dark place right there. I thought that was really important to tell us, too. So anything else you want to say?
No, of course. You know, I think... I would just like to say, well, first off, thank you just for having me and for having this platform to speak with people and to reach people and for being honest with people and transparent and trying to do whatever you guys can to assist to assist others. So I think that's great. And then secondly, you know, I just want people to win. I think that's one of the main reasons I do what I do is not just for me. It's not for just my family. It's for everyone. And I don't care what walk of life you have, who you worship or who you don't worship, what clothes you wear, who you go out with. I just want to be a positive impact for anyone. If you're breathing, I want to help you. So I just want to try to be a light in this mostly dark world. I use this analogy a lot. Like, if you would imagine a dark room, it's completely pitch black. You know, it's dark. You can't see your own hand in front of your face. As soon as you flip on a light switch, the darkness has no choice but to scatter and it disappears. And the more light that we pump out into the world, I feel like the more that darkness is going to scatter and it has no other choice but to run and hide. So we got to pump more light out into the world.
Yeah, well said. Let me help you pump the light. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do all I can to pump the light. I'm with you on that one. I think do all you can as long as you can, because this life is really short. You think it, you know, I remember when I was a young soldier in the Army, now an old soldier, now I've been out of the Army 20 years. So that time goes by too doggone quick. So, hey, first of all, let me say again, I probably can't say it enough. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for what you're doing and keep up the good work. If we can ever help you, please let us know. And I'll tell you the other thing I'll tell you, if you're ever in a dark place again, you want to talk to somebody, call me. I'll certainly talk to you. I'll help you if I can. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thanks to Sergeant First Class Vargas, Johnny Vargas, for being with us today. I've got to throw that in there. I'm Jack L. Tully, 12th Sergeant of the Army. You've been enjoying your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on our website, yournextmission.org. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military or an offline where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages. Never thought I'd ever say that. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and of course, Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcasts. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Sergeant First Class Vargas, Johnny Vargas, for joining us today. It's just great hearing your stories. And I'm going to tell you something. It's nice to hear a soldier talk about being a soldier, talking about giving back, talking about helping people, talking about the things that are important to him. And when you hear him talk, he talked about family. He talked about giving back, doing all you can to help people around you, never forgetting who you are. The other thing he said was, I was in a dark place one time all by myself, and I was struggling. Remember, you never have to struggle. Well, all of us are going to struggle, but you're never alone. People are out there. I'll say this, and we all love each other, and we need to help each other. So don't think that you're alone. Don't think that nobody cares about you, because we do. We care about each one of you. If you need help, reach out to me. I'll certainly help you. Thanks for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios, and of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.